This is the Reggae Shack, 100.1 KTHX FM, Reno and Lake Tahoe. And right now, it's a great pleasure to welcome into the Shack tonight an artist who has carved out his own sincere and creative style while still honoring and extending all the irie things reggae music has always stood for. A bona fide reggae headliner these days and out with a wonderful new album called World on Fire. It's Scott Woodruff, the entity behind Stick Figure. Greetings, brother. How's it going tonight?
Hey, what's up, Tracy? How you doing?
Good. You're coming through loud and clear, man. First, great commendations to you on upholding really nice production values, thoughtful lyrics, and on-point and unique vocal delivery. All the way from the start, way back when, you're kind of into your second decade now, well into that. So, big respect to start off.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you know, I interviewed you right here on the Reggae Shack back in 2013. And at that point, you were feeling real good about just getting your vibes out there to the world. So how is it feeling for you these days as you continue to progress and extending your artistry to the world?
It's been good. Around 2013 is when we just started touring. So, yeah, it's been about 6 or 7 years now on the road and just spread the message and having fun and just continuing to do what I love and just play music. So feel blessed to be able to do that.
Yeah, and I really like the way you stayed so like consistent and true to your original smooth musical personality. Has that been easy, like an easy cruise for you? Has it been sometimes challenging to continue to just be yourself now that you're kind of out there with all the eyes of the world on you?
No, for me it's easy. I just play music that I like. I'm trying to make music that I enjoy and that I would, you know, that if I was a listener, I would enjoy listening to it. So I never try to make music for other people or try to write songs for the, you know, for the pop radio or anything like that. I just trying to stay true to what I love and, you know, but also keep a consistent sound. And yeah, for me it's worked. As long as people are listening, you know, I'm just going to keep creating my own vibe.
Yeah, and you do it so well, man. It's always got like this smooth and just ultimately likable vibe to it, no matter what kind of musical genre people might have as their favorite. You listen to yours and it's kind of like, oh, well, I like that too, you know? So I think you're doing real well with it. And your vocals, they're so accurate and well delivered. And one thing I've noticed, you sometimes come with this almost kind of clenched mouth kind of vocal style, like when you say one in a million in World on Fire, that, you know, other people find that interesting. Can you pinpoint what I'm talking about and like, how do you address that?
Kind of. I mean, for me, it's just become kind of part of my style. Like, I don't even know when I do it or when it turns on or not. I mean, I think I was when I was traveling in Indonesia, like years ago, maybe like 10 years ago. I remember hearing this kid at this venue, an Indonesian guy, and he was singing. He was kind of like chewing out with his voice.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, I like that. I remember just like leaping there and trying to, you know, trying to take what I heard and trying to make it my own. But I think that's where it originated.
Oh, that's cool. So
I don't know. It's just a little stylistic thing.
Yeah, it's a definite influence and something that you kind of consciously put in there. Because I thought maybe it was just something that sort of happened when you were in a certain mood or something, like a certain little muse that came out of you, you know? Like maybe that's your essence coming out. But yeah, I really like it. I think it adds, it's almost like you're doing a duet with yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's super cool. So your new album is called World on Fire. You know, I think it's my favorite album that you've put out, even though I really like all the other stuff you've put out over the years. So describe your vibes on this great new effort.
Well, there's 15 tracks. It's the longest album I've done. It probably took me the longest to create. I mean, definitely the most hard work and energy went into this one. But yeah, I worked on it for about 3.5 years, and it's just kind of a culmination of everything I've learned in the studio and just, you know, of all my life experiences for the past several years and just my life in general. But yeah, I kind of just put everything I got into this one. And, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs during the whole writing and recording process, as there probably is for any musician. But in the end, I'm very proud of it, and I think it came out great and everything I expected.
It's almost hard for me to believe that you ever have any downs, because all your stuff just sounds, it's so fluid and effortless sounding that I think, wow, you must just go in there and just say, there it is, you know? But
like, I mean, I guess like there's sometimes even some of the songs that are on that album, you know, like anyone, you can, you know, I can work on the song, write all the lyrics, and then maybe that night I'll be like, oh man, like, you know, that's not that good. And then you know, like you could doubt it for a little bit, but then you wake up the next day and be like, wait, what is I talking about? That actually is cool. You know, there's those little things that come, but I think that's what keeps you, you know, keeps you motivated, just in general, just constantly progress and, you know, put out the best work you can.
Yeah, it's probably good to listen to it with some fresh ears after, you know, letting it sit for a day or so. Huh?
Yeah.
My favorite track, I mean, there's a lot of really good tracks on this one, definitely, but my favorite track is the title track with you and Slightly Stupid coming through. It kind of has that Eka Mouse vibe to it a little bit. Tell us here at the Reggae Shack and the listeners, tell us about that song a little bit.
That was one of the first songs I did on the album, and it definitely has the Eka Mouse vibe and definitely influenced by that style. And I was kind of going for that for production-wise, too, just the way, you know, everything's mixed with the kick drum and the snare drum and all the fills and stuff. But, it was just a song that I started creating in a couple of years ago, and it had a vibe. And it felt like something that felt appropriate to have Slightly Stupid on. I sent over it to my boy Kyle, and he dug it right away and started writing. And then it was just another collaboration between us and Slightly Stupid.
Yeah. So that song to me has kind of like you said, the Eka Mouse vibe, and it's that mid-80s kind of rub-a-dub reggae vibe, you know, like the pre-digital stuff from like 1983. That's one of my favorite types of reggae music. Is that one of your favorite types of reggae as well, or what is your favorite sort of style of reggae?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even like another artist, Gregory Isaacs, I try to base my production, you know, on the music that was coming out during that time, with very dry kicks and snares and just everything coming out at that point. It's more like sampled drums than live drums for the most part for what I'm doing, and I think it was because of, you know, the influence of that era.
Yeah, well, you capture it real well, because I'm, you know, like I said, I'm a real fan of that. When I hear your music, that part of me gets activated, you know. I'm like, oh, he's bringing it into the 21st century real nicely, you know. So this album has a great chance of being my personal number one Reggae Shack album of the year. Such tasty production values. You've created such a legacy of great production values, you know, so big up for that. And, you know, what's your, you know, how have you, like, you know, I always hear you're self-taught and everything, you know, how'd you educate yourself to be not just a good songwriter, singer, musician, but producer as well? I mean, how'd you pull it all together like that?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, recording, I feel like, is what I've always been most drawn to, more so than playing my instruments. I mean, you don't find me a lot of days sitting down and practicing guitar, practicing drums. Even if I try, I'll sit down at a drum set and, you know, 10 minutes later, my ADD and I'm on to something else. But when I'm actually producing and actually recording music, it's something I can stay very focused at, and I'm constantly just, I feel like it's what I thrive doing. So that's number one. And then writing the music, of course, is an art in itself. But you know, when you're doing it all yourself, you gotta definitely just, you know, take everything you know and do the best you can.
Yeah, well, I feel like you're doing it, and, you know, this whole interview is just one big pat on the back from me to you, and just, you know, to encourage you to just keep it going. And, you know, we're all hungry to hear more, but we're definitely enjoying this beautiful new album called World on Fire. So keep it up, and thanks for sharing your thoughts on the Reggae Shack tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Tracy. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Scott, talk to you soon, brother. Big blessings, and keep the Ivory Vibes coming. Yes, Scott Woodruff, stick figure on the Reggae Shack tonight. New album is called World on Fire. Let's check out that title track right now, along with Slightly Stupid, as the Reggae Shack continues here on 100.1 The X. Run this!